This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu at Abuja today. Mr. Modi reached Abuja last night for a two-day visit to Nigeria. This is the first visit by a Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. Prime Minister Modi and President Tinubu will review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering of Indian community in Nigeria. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro tomorrow on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's position on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, as well as the Voice of Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. On the third and final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from 19th to 21st of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering at the leadership summit organized by a media organization in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government is working with the mantra of progress for the people and by the people. Mr. Modi also highlighted that in 2014, the country's union budget was around 16 lakh crore and today it stands at 48 lakh crore rupees. He mentioned that the capital expenditure has now exceeded 11 lakh crore rupees, with funds being allocated to new schools, research facilities and the rail sector. With just few days left for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand assembly election campaigns, top leaders are holding rallies and public meetings in favor of their party candidates. In a virtual interaction with BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program yesterday, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government, highlighting its focus on empowering every section of society. Mr. Modi emphasized that the people of Maharashtra were highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of governance under the Mahayuti government. On the other hand, senior Congress leader and former finance minister P. Chidambaram expressed concern over Maharashtra's economic state. Mr. Chidambaram called unemployment the state's most serious issue during a press conference in Mumbai yesterday. In Jharkhand, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that the Hemant Soren government is treating tribals as a vote bank only. Addressing election meetings at Dumka, Devgarh and Giridih, Mr. Shah alleged that the UPA government did not allocate funds for the welfare of tribals in the state. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the BJP is giving stepmotherly treatment to Jharkhand. Addressing election meetings at Jamtara in Khijri, Mr. Kharge accused the center of not providing adequate cess from mines to the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to all those who have added momentum to Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi urged more people to plant a tree in the honor of their mother and contribute to a sustainable planet. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has directed concerned authorities implementing the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, to give priority to all identified hotspots of air pollution in NCR states. The CAQM held a review meeting in New Delhi yesterday to ensure strict enforcement of GRAP, GRAP, in the NCR region. Following the meeting, CAQM has asked the authorities to resolve any pending complaints from citizens till date within a week. In hockey, India will square off against Japan in their final group stage match of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy 2024 at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar today. The match will start at 4:45 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.